there you go.
That's your hoodie.
What'd you do?
Okay, good.
No, I know, I know.
Press
okay, okay, let's
more, okay.
Okay. Okay. So we finished with chitza kelim she mispashelas b'hem o shviyos makol hi toyes achatas v'mitzvachas. Okay. Now we're going further. V'kach v'chein or v'kach v'chein toyes hoshem mitzvachas v'chein toyes zevach hashlomim. Ve'yoisoy al toido im lechem obli lechem. That doesn't make a difference, all the same mitzvah. Ulekichas akoin mimenu chose v'shoif v'anafosoy. Okay? That's one mitzvah, that's mitzvah shlomim, and he falls mitzvah shem, right? Hakol klolus Ma'as is zevach hashlamim. In other words, he talked about hakol is mitzvachas ba'ashem, v'chein toz ashem, and whether it's with the teida, with the lechem, or it's b'li lechem, or this chaz of a shoyk, v'an the fossil, all that's all toz hashlam. Okay, but say that. V'hi mitzvachas. It's one mitzvah, mina mitzvahs. Okay, good. Then he does something, okay. You know, we'll talk about Chos V'Shoik a little bit later. You know, maybe we'll get to a bleeding later, but I just want to. There's a line over here which a priori is, you know, is coherent, but its place over here is just amazing, okay. Ve'elehem klal mini hakobonos. או שיארזו, או שחויזה, חיובון, יוחד וציבו. זולס, או חוץ, מן האושם, שוקו בן יוחד לאילם. כמו שביאלנו, here it says, Bekitzer, the Ram does explain this Agdomus, Psichas, Agdomus, Seyda Kodshim, whatever you want to call it, okay? But you know, in Pirush Mishnayis, okay, in Agdoma, to Seyda Kodshim, he says that all the Kobones are basically either Yochar or Tzibor, Shlomim, Olo, or Chatos, and Oshom is only Yochid, there's no Tzibor, okay? So very nice. And I can talk about Lalakuti DSMS of Makeshe. What does it do with Sherish your base? And why is he telling us this? Okay? You know, it's nice. You know, no one you see, for example, the Ram would tell you that, you know, that Shema Yisrael Hashem El Kenesh Shem Echad over here in the middle over here. Okay? You know, no one's going to deny me, you know. Achad Kodesh Boch. I'm a force. And they say, what's the Yiddish? What's the Satan? Okay? That's a reasonable question, okay? That's what I want to focus on at the beginning over here, okay? Because, you know, you want to assume it's coherent, okay? Because if it's not, then we're wasting our time. So we're assuming that it's coherent, okay? So what's up there? What's he saying, okay? Okay, so let's start slowly, okay? So, you know, in Pirush Mishnayis, in the Agdomot Tzvochim, he does say this. In the Agdomot, it says, Sugi HaKobonos Arbo'o, Ve'hema Olo, Ve'achatos, Ve'osho, Ve'ashlomim, Ve'doimeyim, that we know Ve'doimeyim is Pesach, Ma'isa Ve'hema, and Pesach Ma'isa Ve'hema B'chor. Okay, say that. Ve'ein B'seroseinu, Shum Korbon, Lo Korban Yochid, Lo Korban Tzibur, Zulas Echel Mi'arbo'o, Sugim Eilu, O Kulam. Okay? So he says, Yochid, the Tzibur, okay, good, it's very, very, very nice, okay? But it doesn't do anything. So I can tell he's explaining to when he's trying to define the four different types of korbanos. He's telling you yochid and sibur and this. Okay, good beseder. What's a ton there? So that's the question, okay? But you know, sometimes lightning strikes once in one place, okay? When it strikes twice, then it gets you nervous. You know, you should get nervous anyway right over here. But the Ram not only does this over here in Sherei Shin Beis, he does it in Mitzvah Samavov. Yeah. The Abo HaMaisim Alolu Kol Maisa Oilu V'chatas V'oshim V'shlamim Heim Kol Ma'aseh HaKobonis Lefi Shekol Kobon Beheim Shemakli V'yisai Hayochid V'atzibo Eino Le'echod Me'abo O Hasug Malolu Chutz Min Oshim Shehu Li'olim Kobon Yochid Kamo Shebiyano Kamapom. See, he did it again. He did it again. Okay, you got it? Okay, is that true? He did it? Okay, he did it, right? So I would suggest the following. That the chayr is no poshet. That it's meaning safe on mitzvahs, otherwise, you know, there's no reason why you should do it over here and over there. On the other hand, a priori, we don't know what he's talking about. Correct? That's what we're standing. The Chalitzi is very clear. The Ram is telling you something very important is going on over here. On the other hand, we have no clue what he's talking about. That sums it up. Correct? Okay. So I want to suggest the following. What the Ram is really doing is trying to answer the Ramban. Hasaga over here. Ramban has a soga towards the beginning of the Sheresh. If you look at it, he asks, why does the Rambam count two separate mitzvahs over here? He counts the mitzvah of Seida Achatos, and he counts the mitzvah of the Chiyuv of each different type of korban. Achatos Yochid and all the different types of chatos, he counts as separate mitzvahs. So how can you count the Seidah Kovoson and the Chiyuvim as two separate mitzvahs? You have to do the Seidah Kovoson in order to discharge the Chiyuvim. That's what he asks. I think if you want, I can read it to you. I'll show it to you. He asks it over here. Vizekuloi Hasho, it's on page on the Frankel edition, Kuf Pei Vov, the first column. Vizekuloi Hasho, the first word in the line is El Alon Vialbonov. It's right about the middle. Vizekuloi Hasho, Ein Boy Emes, Shilmoid Alon, Bemaisa Chatos, Vihoilo, Eno Moisiv Mitzvah, Vulimud. It's even before. Towards the top. He goes over here. He says, maybe it's even okay. It's towards the beginning. I thought this was the beginning. Let's say just that one. I'm sorry. I knew it was Kiamaisim. He says, Vakashi, the first column on the bottom, Vakashi ani mistakil bohem, ein divrei harab miyushovim bedaati, ki hamaasim bedivrei akobonois, heich nimna oisom, achrei menois seinu mitzvois, kashi nakiv oisom. Vze shanachn savinu laakiv aksas achatoyin chatos, והקסוסם אושם, והקסס אילו, קסוסם אילו מהם, גם כמינכו, והצבו בעקבוסם, Hebe minyan mitzvahs asay alba mitzvahs. V'al koponim yitztalach hakosiv v'lamed oisoru ma'aseh kol echon mehem ki yishnem v'im nefesh achas techte b'shkoga v'hevi kobonu siris izim. V'shom goma kol ma'aseh hatos. Im kein eich nimne choyves hakobosom v'ma'aseh shalem b'shtayim. V'yap We have a piece yesh b'hem boy midov v'chulim v'chulim. Okay, good. That's it. Okay, it goes on and on. What I think what the Rambam is saying here is that he wants to differentiate between the Chalois Chiyuv and the Seida Akrova. Because he says, if you're going to talk about the Chalois Chiyuv of these Korbanos, it certainly couldn't be one mitzvah, because you can't make a Korban Yochid and a Korban Tzibah as one mitzvah. Okay. So the Chalois Chiyuv is separate mitzvahs, each individual Akrova. But he's telling you that in the element that it's a Korban Yochid and a Korban Tzibur, it's irrelevant what it is, and this Hakova is the same. Right? Hakova doesn't change. To say that Hakova doesn't change. Correct? To say that Hakova, in other words, to say that Hakova for Chatos, okay. So the question is, what is the mitzvah over here? Because you talk about a chiyuv havos chatos on the tzibur, what is the mitzvah of the tzibur? The mitzvah of the tzibur is to do a shechita, and to do a kabbalah, and to do halacha. What is the mitzvah of the tzibur? The mitzvah of the tzibur, is either, in other words, if you say that the mitzvah of Mavos Kobonis is Kilu the Havol Azor, if you make a neder, or penalty upon the various Rishonim, or it's the Kapora, but that's what his Chiv is. His Chiv is to give it over in a way that they probably will be Kapora, or give it over to the Kohanim, just Havor, correct? That's his Chiv. So L'Chayr, the Chiv of the Korban, and they say that Korban are two separate things. And you cannot imagine that the chiyuv over here, the chiyuv has anything to do, because in other words, in terms, the chiyuv masepet, the chiyuv of korban tzibur v'chatos and korban yochid v'chatos is choluk, okay? But in terms of the seida akrova, the akrova is all the same. So what the Ram says is we're talking about counting two different things. I'm not sure if it's 2 points or 1 point. You see, if the mitzvah of the tzibur of the or the yochid would be to do the shechita, the kabbalah, the locha, and to makiv the korban, and that would be the chiv havos chatos. Okay, so then I can hear the Ramban's question. Okay. I can hear the Ramban's question, but I can also imagine that one could say that since the Seida Akrova from Yochid and Tzibur is all the same, so there is a Seida Akrova, and it has nothing to do with the Chiyuv. In other words, if the mitzvah would be Chatas Yochid, okay, and the Seida Akrova would be that his mitzvah, but let's say you'd extrapolate, and the whole mitzvah would be Hakova from Chatas Yochid, okay? That would be the mitzvah. There's no Chatas Yibor, no Chatas, okay? And the chiv on him would be to do the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Locha, the Navor, so the Chiv is the portion, you wouldn't count two mitzvahs, okay? Okay. But there are two issues going on here, which both of them would point towards a reason that they're two separate mitzvahs, okay? One is that the Chalois Chiyuv is choluk between Yechidim and Tzibur, correct, on the various chiyuvim, but the Seid Yaakov is the same. So that points towards the fact that maybe the Seid Yaakov is completely independent of Chalos Chiyuv. So that's the beginning. It could be, so I'm not sure if that's enough, but it certainly points to something. And especially if you add to it that the Chiyuv is not, the hakrova on every individual yochel letzibo, but the chiyuv is just to bring the korban or to be a miskaper. So the chayyur to say that korban do with anyone. Okay. Then even further, you have to ask yourself another question: the mitzvah from say the chatos, who is it on? Okay. See, the chinuch seems to say that it's on the kohanim, even though it's a little difficult to imagine, because the shechita is certainly not on the kohanim, okay, and the miku shtifa is certainly not on the kohanim. The shiur is not on the kohanim, okay. So it's not even clear to me, you know, who, in other words, when a korban is brought to the Azorah, okay, so who's supposed to make sure it's Nikrav? Is it Kil the Tzibo of a Kohen Shluch? I mean, what exactly, who, I understand the Kohanim or the Vishma, but what exactly, you know, what exactly happens? I don't know how clear it is, okay? But whatever it is, that's not the Chovas HaKorban. So all I'm just telling you, the Chovas, there are two things going on here. First of all, number one, the Rambam is very clear that the Chalos Chiyuv in Oila and in Chatos and in Shlomim is Choluk from the separate mitzvahs, the mitzvah Yochin and mitzvah Sibo, even though the Oila itself is Noegin Yochin Sibo. And the Seid HaKrova is completely independent of the Chovas HaKorban. In other words, the Rambam over here in Sherish Yudbeis is separating the Chovas HaKorban. I mean the to bring this korban of Oila, okay, and the Seid HaKorban. That lechayr is clear, and I think that he thinks that even though in Oshum you didn't have to do that because only in Yochid. But since you've seen other three components like that, some melech like that, then you might want to add what you wanted to say, that the chiyuv is not the chiyuv on the baalim or on the tzibur is not the Seid HaKorban, but either depending upon whether you work with the tesis, the havol azorah, or to do what they can to make sure there's a kapor, but to say the avodah is not on them. Okay, then you have to ask another question: who lamaisa is this mitzvah to say the chatas on? Which is not very clear. The chinuch that says on the kohanim, but you know, the shechita certainly is not on them, and the miku shtifa, I don't know that's on them. So I don't know why it's definitely a mitzvah kohanim. So I just don't know.
So it could be the Kohanim are responsible to make sure it gets done. It's kasha dazar.
Yeah, but it could be the Seid HaKorban. I want to tell you, it could be that, you see, I'll tell you something. I'll give you an example, okay? And I'll tell you what I mean, okay? I'll give you an example, and you won't be able to understand what I want to say until I give you an example. Okay. The Tisefta says, the Rambam also quotes the Tisefta, and Truma, it's also in Shvius, in Maisa Sheni, the Pashi Ipsho, Eim Machai Venoisel Ochle. Okay. So Chazan Ish, you know, can't say there's a Chiv, Achila, Truma, I don't know why there's not a chiv achilin truma. There's the Chacham say for mitzvah is a chiv achilin truma. The chiv achilin ma'aseh shein. I don't know why. So the Ramban has to say, okay, good. Shvius, okay. I can imagine saying there's no chiv achilin. So what's going on? Yes. So he says, lav dafko, you know, yeah, whatever. Okay. I'm not clear that b'chal that's the case. Okay. I would have said, especially, there's a sep because there's a kosm teres kohanim, that if it's a course of the Tesefta quotes it, that if Behema is coming to eat Peiris in the Sodeh, they don't have to stop them from eating it. So I have to stop them from eating it. What's the thing? I have to make sure and the pshat is I have to make sure that there's a kium I have to make sure that the chefs is necha. In fact, the Ram Pirusha Mishraim Samaisa Sheni seems to say, I think, in the beginning of the second parak of Ma'aseh Sheni, that the Isa of Mashana Peis Mibriyoson is to Mivato something, the Vato of this Achila. Because the Achila, the Dalko of the Achila is, Shisi, if it's, you make a Machel into a Mashke, you Mivato, it's not Kedalko now anymore. What happens is, the same way, I'll tell you, and the same way the Beis Halevi says, this is what, I'll use the mushroom, then I'll go back to this, and I'll go back to that. Beis Halevi talks about pool of lechem aponim, that the chefsa, the ktusha of the chefsa, is machayiv achila, okay? And there's a kium in the chefsa that it's nech. And that is the din of the sicha, of the shemen in koyin. That's why the truma becomes nischalil, whatever the nischalil is in the shemen of truma, because the chefsa, the sky, the tush, it is the sky in the tush, the chefsa, that there's nitan for sicha. So I would tell you that in chatos, okay, and in oilo, in shlomim, I would suggest a thing, I'm not sure about it, but the chefse, the tushta korban, is mechayiv, a shchita. The seida krovo is because that's the Ram says there are basically four types of tushta. There's a chachatos and olah shalom, or the dik tushta from chatos is mechayiv seida krovo, and that's the mitzvah over here. The mitzvah is to do the seida krovo with the tushta funder. That tushta is mechayiv. The tushta is mechayiv. It's not kiloch of his gavu b'chal. I don't know. That's why I'm not sure that the Seyda Krov is a Chav is Gava B'chal, or but the Chefsa from Kedusha, from Korban is Mechayv Shethe, and it's Choluk B'etzim Yisei Dinoi from these Dinim, which are Chav is Yochan, Chav is Sibor, which he's talking about, which are Chav is Gava, which is nothing to do, which is not that the Kedusha, it's not that the Kedusha is Mechayv. My Chiv Chatos is because I was Chete. Okay? But the Dinim, the Seyda Krov is because of the Kedusha Korban. That's what I would tell you. So I think, you know, see, I'm just wondering, you see, I look at this, what he says over here, he talks about the difference between Yochanan and Tzibah as part of the answer. That's the clue. But I think it's more than that. I think it's a combination of what you wanted to say, that the Chiv in the Yochanan and Tzibah is not Takova B'chlau, but it should be a Miskapir.
Whichever way you want to look at it, okay?
And I tell you that the Seyda Maisa Krovo, I would tell you, is not a Chavis Gavra. Because I don't know who it's on and what it's on. The Chinuch is difficult for me. Offer any Tachas Kapas Raglov, but it's difficult to imagine that the Shechita of the Oilo is a Mitzvah Kohanim, okay? Or the Miku Shtifa and Shvira in Chatos is Dafkan Kohanim. And the Ram, it's all one thing. So Lochere is that the Kedusha Chatos is Mechayevit. And that's why the mitzvah is called Seyla Chatos. And that's why this whole thing and the same dinim, the same way that he's talking about, the same way that it's this is a Hakidomo. To Meseches Zvachim, telling about the four different types of Kedusha, I thought that's the mitzvah, the four different types of Kedusha. And the four different types of Kedusha have its, each Kedusha has a Seyda Krova. That's what I would tell you. Seyda. Okay. Well, it's clean of machine or not, whatever it is. But I think that this is part of it. I'm not sure that that's the okay, Beseda? That's what I would tell you. Then I would throw something else in, okay? And I would tell you that maybe the state in Teres Kwan. Okay. Teres Kwan in Parshas Tzav. Parshas Yud Aleph, Halacha Gimel. Zeis Teras, Zeis HaTera. Le'ela, le'mincha, u'lechatos, u'le'oshom, u'le'lamiluyim, u'le'zevach ha'shlomim. You see, there's probably something also very strange going on here, because to put miluyim in the middle is very strange. So it begs, in other words, normally you could ask, you know, is there midas hektik? The fact that two things are written close together is a hekish. But here, the pasuk itself begs the midas hekish. Ma miluyim nemu kloloi sehem v'diktukeyem besinai. What's kloloi sehem v'diktukeyem besinai? So if you remember, I pointed out to you the Rambam Pirush Shnayis, when he learns the Gemara with Eruvin, the Koloseo de Kiburim was to say the Meseiris HaTera, or that the Meseiris HaTera was given over mitzvahs, Tayag mitzvahs, were given over B'Ksav, they wrote down the Ksiva, and there was a Teresh of Alper. That was the Kolos of the Meseiro, although the Seder Meseiro is given the Seder from Meseiro for Tayag mitzvahs, or those are the Tayag mitzvahs, and then Moshe Mishinai. So that's what he's talking about. And it's Guf Kule Pella, the Toba Koloseo Dicto Keho in Miluyim. Okay? So the answer is really that even mitzvah Shah are doch mitzvahs. And that's why the Rambam has a separate shirish to knock them out. They're not minion. Okay? But vice versa, even in the mitzvah Shah, which were chilit from Terah, they were also had Koloseo Dikdukeyim. But it wasn't a day, it's not me. That's why I'm as a separate Sheirish. I'm not saying Huasha, I'm not talking about Huasha. I didn't mean Huasha. Mitzvah Miluim were a mitzvah for Moshe Rabbeinu. But it wasn't necessarily a day. The Ramban, it could be the Halachas Gedolos has the day. That's the way the Ramban interprets it in Sheirish Gimel. Even if you look in the Halachas Gedolos, he talks about chinuch. But I'm not getting involved in that, okay? But, you see, the question is, as my Rebbe always used to ask, he said he wants to discuss with Father and Leil Shavuos, okay? And maybe we discussed it one time in the apartment, he said, he had the following discussion with Father. What would be, this first lot, this simple question, then we'll go further. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbeinu Shalom tells, the Moshe Rabbeinu, tells Klal Yisrael that they shouldn't go out to take the man out on Shabbos, okay? Okay? And they go out and take the man, okay? Are they over Divinovi? And Chayim Misa B'Shem over Divinovi? Okay? But let's even take it a step back. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Tayag Mitzvahs, okay? Okay. Now, in each mitzvah, there was the Chalas Novi, right? So in every mitzvah in the Torah is a chibis le'shamayim for goyval divinovi. Okay. What? So the answer is, he said, that they discussed farther than him. That is a lower portion. Or Torah is a different chesed of nevuah, and Torah is andrish and alazah. The question is, then, what about a mitzvah from Shor that Moshe Rabbeinu Hore Matcho, or Moshe Rabbeinu told him to do something in terms of in Midbar something, and he came and it was recorded in the Torah. See, I could imagine Moshe Rabbeinu coming, something that wasn't recorded in the Torah might be over the Divinovi. Because then maybe it's not Torah. Unless you come to the conclusion, which he once said in the father, Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is itself a Chesed of Torah. I'm not getting involved in that, okay? But let's say Lu Yitzur, it's only that which we caught in the Torah. Okay. So he asked Father, are you over divino or not? On that. Or Father asked him that discussion on the Shavuos, he said. He didn't say what they concluded, okay? So I thought, I'll be frank with you, me, ofani tapas kapas raglayim, but I thought, otodos shor shlishi. He mentioned this when he was teaching a shor shlishi in the apartment. He mentioned this discussion that I had with Father, okay? But I think that you had to bang it and the conclusions of shor shlishi. Because if you're going to conclude that he is Oival Divinovi, then you're concluding that it's not Torah. And if you're concluding it's not Torah, you don't need a Sheirish that it's not Minyan HaMitzvos. The answer is it is Torah. And that's the Ram. You look in Sheirish Shlishi as a separate Tosha. Torah Tzivolano Moshe, Merosha Kilas Yaakov. Although the Torah is not the mitzvahs, tayag, but it's only, the mitzvahs are only those which are meirosha l'teiris. But a mitzvah which is a shah is not minyan mitzvahs. Okay? So, but it's a mitzvah. So you could say on it, koloseh v'diktukeim. So it means maybe, that's what I'm wondering, maybe even the mitzvahs l'shah, when Moshe Rabbeinu learned with Aaron, and the whole say the Kabbalah, the Gemara Eva Nun Dalit, where you see, I don't think, even though they talk about this, whether Torah Megillah Nitna or not, that to me is an independent question. That's a question about the Sefer Torah. How it evolved or didn't evolve? Was it parchments which were put together? Then there was another question. There's a question about Maseirah from Tayag Mitzvahs, and they wrote down the Nusach of the Mitzvah, which was the Nusach of the Pasuk. Okay? But not B'teres, I don't know if there was no din of Teres Shebeksav. I saw the Achleinim talk about, there's no din of Teres Shebeksav. There was no din of it, because the whole idea of Teres Shebeksav didn't exist. But they wrote down the Nusach of the Mitzvah on Megillah. So it's straight Ram, Pirush Mishnah, it's not Domit to say, it's a Pirush Mishnah. You don't know what you're reading when you're reading it. And they gave over to Shapeh on it. And that was the Messiah from Tayag Mit Koloseo. And the Ram quotes the Inyan of Koloseo that took him there. This is this. So that's the Teres Kohanim. And a Miluyim that was Koloseo. And Koloseo that took him is an Inyan of a Mitzvah. So it says in Miluyim, Ma Miluyim Nemu Koloseo that took him besinai. Af kulam nemu koloseim dekeim besinai. Okay? What's kulam? Kulam means the zevach, the mincha, the olo, the chatos, the osham, and the zevach hashlom. It's also mitzvahs. Okay? Good to say that. But then the Teres Kohanim goes like this. Ima miluim korban tzibur. Ainly ella korban tzibur. Maybe otot mitzvah is only korban tzibur. Okay, the seidah krova that you learn out from Kosa is only korban tzibur. Korban yochid minayin or yochid minayin tamalam l'osham ul'osham v'lamiluyim. So we have Yochid, and we have Tzibur. Ima Oshem Korban Yochid, Ainli Ela Korban Yochid, Korban Tzibur Minayin, Tamlo Meluim. So you have both. Okay, I don't know why I had to go back and forth again, but okay, but say that. That's my worst problem in the world. Kishitim Shaloima, Lo'oilo, Lo'olas Yochid, Ulo'olas Tzibur, Lemincho, Lemincha's Yochid, Lemincha's Tzibur, ולחתוס, לחתוס יוחד, לחתוס ציבו, ולזבח השלומים, לזבח שלמי יוחד, לזבח שלמי ציבו. So בקיצור, that's what we're talking about. And this is what the Teres Kohanim is telling you, that the yochid and the tzibo, all this, each one of them, it all goes in the Teres Achatos. But it seems the opposite way. Okay? The question is, it's not, you see, the Ram seems to be proving it from the fact that it's a korban yochid and a korban tzibo, that kilu that something's happening over here, and the Teres Kadosh is going the opposite way, that maybe after the mitzvah is only on the tzibudik aspect, or only on the yochidik aspect, and then it goes and it's on both. Chesnet. But the Teres Kadosh is clearly talking about something like this, but maybe in a different frame of reference to the Rambam. Okay? So that's what I would tell you. I would tell you that the mitzvah from the Seidakov and the Teres Achatos is that the chefs of Korban is the chefs of the Tusha Korban is Mechayiv. Okay? It means to do what the Tusha Korban is Mechayiv. Okay? And then there's a Choy Man Gavro to discharge his Chiv Kaporov. But two separate things. And then it could be, you see, then it could be that, see, once I do that, I gain something. Because then it could change. The Shechita could be, Chaim Yankel could do the Shechita. And it could be that the Kohan and the Mishmoris have to take care of the Seidak Rovas HaKorban, that which is Mitzvah Kuna. And it could be the Mikvah Shtif and go back to be anyone. But it means that the Chefs of Korban, the Kedusha Korban is Mechayim, you to be Noyeg, Kedusha Asai, and Shalom on Yisrael. That's what I would tell you. So that's first part here, okay? I'm wondering also, you know, this is just, papus a pas. You know, it happens to be that in Trumas Adeshin, Trumas Adeshin is an issue in Rishonim, whether it should have been part of Seder Oila or whatever it is, or it's not, okay? We'll see. We'll see the Ramban in Sherish Beis. We'll talk about it. We'll see about it, okay? But, you know, I could not have imagined Louis Tzur that with the Sreifa on the Mizbeach that should be Nasim Mitzvosoi and Poker Kedushosoi, Legamre, I couldn't imagine that it could have been from Seder Oila. That's what I'm just wondering. In other words, let's say Louis Tzur that it would be Ois Kedusha. So you could have had it didn't say the Oila, what to do with the Eifa? Because it's not Oila anymore. Lachaya. Marika Shtifa, because it's the Blias have Kedusha. Because it would the Blias. The Bries have kedusha from the chatos. Well, when they don't, the kedusha is poka. It could become noisa if it's left. The ach is mani sul before is mani sul. Fakir is adraba. If the kedusha would be poka, there wouldn't have been a mitzvah for shtifa. Adraba. No. And the dam chatos, the dam chatos, the dam chatos. That's all I'm just wondering. The only question I ask, you know, someone could come and ask me, okay? Someone come and ask me. I understand. I was waiting for this, but you didn't ask me, so I'll ask it for you, okay? What is the din of the Or HaOla? L'chira, it has Kedusha on it? The Yimachalati Kohanim? With the Zikas Adam, and then the Chol, it's Mamish. I didn't know the Zikas Adam is even Chal in the Oil. Chal, the Bosse, it's only a Bosse, it's the Versisa, it's a Bosse of Adam, it's Chal on the Bosse, and the Moon, Bloss, and the Auntie, and the other God. I don't know what's Chal, what exactly happens, you know, what's Mata. I guess maybe it is Chal. Maybe it's not Chal from the din of Yesh Bosi, Yesh Dom, but it's mati the meal, it's mat, okay, so it's mati, okay? But the dinim on the Oho Oila after Zvikas Adom? Because this will make or break me. Because if you're going to tell me that the Oho Oila is already, there's no Dine Oila on it after the Zrika, and the Din Chiluk of the Oho Oila to the Kohanim is part of the Seder Oila, so then it even goes beyond what I said, as it has to do with the Kedusha. So then, I mean, it's a historical thing. This thing was part of Oila. So what's Chalom this Chef said? Tell me something about it. Then I say, we have to start thinking again. But I have to know, I'd like to know exactly what dinim are on this Oho Oila. I assume it's Mishulchan Gavoya Kazochel. So what does it mean? That's the question I would ask you. Everything else, Mikushtifa is Beseda, everything else is Beseda. The problem is Oho Oila.
Are there any Migbalot? What can we do with it?
What?
Are there any Migbalot?
I don't think that's what I'm telling you. I don't think there are. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I would have assumed if I didn't have an agenda over here and I was completely clean, I would tell you that nothing after the Zrika, the Oho Oila is who? The Oho Oila is Chum L'chol Dovah. That's what I would tell you. So then I ask you, so what does it mean that it's from Teres Oila? That's all I would ask you. That's a reasonable question, though. Okay. Beseda? But see, the problem is that breaks me. Because if you tell me that there's no dinim on it, and the Rambam is very clear that it's part of Seda Oila, so that it even goes beyond the Kedushas HaKorban, which to me, I just don't know exactly how to define it anymore. Okay? We're Beseda now? Okay, next. You see, the truth is, the reason why I spent, that time on this, because I think this is the heart, this is the crux of everything we're talking about. And I think it's just the three parts, okay? First, I think the first part, again, there are three steps here. The first part is that the Rambam says that Achoves Yochu L'Achoves Sibo, okay? So it means that the chiyuv of okay. So, this is central to the whole Sherish. So, the fact that the Yochad Litzibur, have the same Seda Akrovo, you can't say that the Chiyuv Hakrovo and the Chivas Gavo are the same. It can't be. That's the Mafteach over here. That's what the Ram starts over here. Now, the question is, so what is it? This is the reason why you have to do. What the Ram says over here in Sherish Yud Beis is the reason that you have to mechalik, okay? The question is, what do you do? So I think there are two parts. There's one part to say that the chiyuv gavro has nothing to do with the chiyuv akrovo. No, it's people come to the, that's one. Secondly, that takes care of what the chiv hakrovi is. Okay, it's not a chiv the chiv gavro. It's not a chiv hakrovi. But the question is, what is the seder? Who is it on? Because it's not on Kohana. I just don't. The chinuch is difficult for the swallow. So I thought the kedusha hakrovim, the chefs of kedusha is mechayiv something. Okay. And I thought, and I gave you the example of, in Shvius, whatever, and the Chefs is Mechayiv Achila, and I gave you in Kotchiv, the Beis Halevi, and here the Chefs is Mechayiv Shchita, whatever. Okay, that I can hear. That's all very nice, okay? All very nice, okay? But the question is, and that would take care of Mikus Shtifa, that would take care of everything. I only asked you, what would be in Oho Ula? Because in Oho Ula, I think, to the best of my knowledge, that the kedusha is poka, and there's nothing to tell you, you could probably dance on the oho. There's no dinim what you can do with it, except you can talk maybe.
Dinim
mominis. What? Dinim mominis. So the dinim, but the dinim mominis, it's called dinim mominis. What makes it oilo? Just happened to be. But if the dinim mominis, the way you noyig with the dinim mominis of the korban oilo is also part of it, then saying that the kedusha is not enough. In other words, to say that the mekayim, to do as the chefs of kedusha requires, is not enough. So, how do you thought, mamon, this, that, you don't know what you're talking about. That's what I'm just trying to tell you. But I don't think that it's a chavis gavo b'chal. I just don't know what it is. I can understand that the chefs of kedusha is mechayiv, but I just don't know what happens in dinim mominos and what the dinim are. And we'll have to see who is supposed to, and you will see, for example, in Oilo, look what he says by the O. He says, Ushiyehei Oilo lekoyhein amakavaisa. That's what he gave before when he talked about Seder Oilo. Correct? So what does that mean? What does that mean? There's Nesina. You're supposed to do something when he has to do it. And here. So what is it? It should be. And here when he talks about Chozer V'Shoyk, Ulekichas HaKoyi Mimeno Chozer V'Shoyk. So what does it mean? He takes it from the Shulchan Gavoya, so we'll see if there's more. But the question is, what's supposed to happen over here? We know about the Sina sometimes, but there's no Sina in Shulchan Gavoya Chozoch. So he the Lekicha. But when he talks about Oil, he says Shehei. When he talks about the Chozer V'Shoyk, he says Lukichas Hakli Mimeno Chozer V'Shoyk V'Anafasa. And when he talks about the Oho Oilo, Shehei Oho Oilo Kohan. I just don't know what's supposed to happen and what the mitzvah is and who the mitzvah is on. And whether it depends on Kedusha. In other words, if it hadn't been for Oilo, I think I would be okay. Oho Oilo, I'm not prepared to say that this kedusha, unless I may miss something, and that's my problem. Okay, say that.
Would the Pasha say that the kedusha makes it destined to go to the kohen? It defines the destiny of the or.
I can't,
As opposed to the chazan sheik, which is.
I can't, I can't tell you that the kedusha. I don't know what destiny means. The kedusha. I mean, it's a nice English word. But I can't tell you anything, and I can't tell you what Dine Kedusha has if the Kedusha is Paka at the time that the Kohen has it. Or before the Kohen gets it. That's all I ask. I don't know. Chesnut, I don't know. Okay, Vaita. Now, we discussed about melicha and the various mitzvahs. We talked about the lavim, that the Ram has a discussion. The lavim should have been the teres achatz and teres ha'ila, and we don't understand it exactly. The lavim of lahashpis bris melech or to makav balmum, we didn't catch it exactly. Okay, I pointed out maybe the assay is the lavim. We were talking about the various things that here we discussed this already once. Correct. What I want to just add just a few points. That, you know, map up we didn't talk about. The Rambam discusses here further, he says, Ha'iseid Asiya Hazu, who mitzvah asay She'ein Roy Limnois Kol Prat Uprat Miprote Asiya Mitzvah. Zulasi im hoyu shom tzivuyim akolulim es kol min akobonus v'enim yuchodim b'min mehem biladei zulasa hale kol tzivuy mehem tzorchim noisei mitzvah v'niatzmo l'fisha oz eno prat miprote asiyas akob misuyim v'hu achelig me whatever it is v'hu g'goin azrosi yis'ala shalakiv ba'amum o tzivuyim sheheitomim u tzivuyim which is what we spoke about, that's Peites, right? Mitzase Peites. The Hare. Even though here, the way he says, you know, you wouldn't get the impression it's Kohanim, but it has to be Kohanim. And Tzivuyim, Lechol Es HaNechal Mimenu. Harei, that's the Ram, not the Bahag, the Ram Peites, that's where he's going. Harei kol echod min HaTzivuyim alolu mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Lefi she'ein af echod mehem, prat mimaise korban mesuyim, Elohim tzivuim akulim kol korban kmo shenivaya kashen nimne. Okay? So that's a few of others. First of all, in HaKobetz Balmum, which is lav akulim kol mene kabonis. So the lav, which is akulim kol mene kabonis, l'cheira, I don't know, I would have said it's only noyin kachim. But there was a discussion between Rab Chaim and Bisker. They certainly expressed opinions about this. Rab Chaim, they were both Oymen Amadu Chazu. And the question is, what's the din of Makiv Balmum and Mizbeach? Is the lav of Balmum? Is it only Noyin Kotchim Davka, only, or even in Balmum of Chul? Rab Chaim was of the opinion that Chul is also. You'll get Malkus from Makiv Balmum. So, L'cheira Rayit Rab Chaim is the fact you Makdish Balmum, Pekdush Saguf, there's no Pekdush Chal. It's a Mishnah Tmur, Chav Zayim Abbeis. Om Behem Tmeya, Ve'abal Tzmum, Hari Eilu Oilo, L'om Aklum, Hari Eilu Li Oili Yimochu, V'yovi B'demeyim Oilo. The only thing is Chal is Tush Dorim. Dush Dom Mizbeach is not Chalois. Upset this behemoth, Dush Dom Mizbeach, there should be Chalik Din Oilo on it, or Chal Din Shlomim on it, Dush Dom Mizbeach, Chal Din No Dinim on it. So Chal Rab Chaim is correct. So it's Mali Ekdesha, Mali Lo Ekdesha. So Lachor is Mali Ekdesha, Mali Lo Ekdesha. So Lachor Yudus has said that Chul Nos should be the same thing. So,
2 minutes.
What?
2 minutes.
Oh. Now, Biskulov did just the opposite, and he said that if you're not Makdish Tachi, you're not Lok Mishim HaKovas Balmum. And he quoted a Raya from the Ram Perek Alv Mitzuru in Mizbeach HaLok HaDalet, HaMakdeh Mui Balei Mumin, Ala Mizbeach Loike. Shenema, V'ishe Lo Sitnu Mehem Al Mizbeach Eilu HaChalovim. What's Emure Balei Mumin? So we get Malkus on the Emurim, not on the Evorim. So L'chayra, he was Makdash Shlomim, not Lo'ilo. And if Kedush Dom is no Chal Hashem, so what difference, what's he talking about Emurim? What's he talking about Bukhal here? Unless you tell me, and it's difficult to imagine, that it was Kodim Hekdesh and Lemumim, and that's what we're talking about. That's very difficult to imagine, but it's called the Sustra thing. And the Ram says, Nimsis Loma, Shim Hiktish Balmum Vishokhta, Vizog Domo Vihikti Emuov, Loika Abo Malkus. Very clear about it, that you do get Malkus for the after Hiktish Balmum. And you're not going to tell me that the whole discussion is only in a Balmum which doesn't have pidyon, like a Balmum Oiver, because it's a separate law, that's not what he's talking about. Or you're talking about Zokin Mizum or Chayla, which have no pidyon, which the Chayla, the Kedusha will be Chal, that to say that that's what he's talking about is a little difficult. Okay? I wouldn't say that. And I bring another Raya. The Chayla, the fact that Ram has a separate lav from Kochi Akum. So what's the difference? It's chulin because the balim is the agoy. It's past because the kedusha is akum is an under kedusha. But what kedusha are we talking about here? What kedusha is chal? So the chayy would have said a priori that the whole discussion over here in Ram and Sheresh. Yud Bey is right to Biskrov, even though he doesn't quote it, but that's what I would suggest. Okay, so that's it. Okay, so Mitzvah next week we'll take up the next part over here. Al Borohu Kizeh Hakoyim Lokeach Mashiyesh Lokach. It's about Reish Tagez and Ma'aseh Rishon and whatever. Okay.
What time?
That's you have to make up these clothes. This, I guess.
Whatever you, gentlemen.